now he begins to talk here about the persecution of believers and the fruits of it. He says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. And now in verse 4, he's going to talk about your patience and faith. Now here we have it again, that little trinity that Paul uses. Faith and love and patience, abstract terms, but you have to get them out of the abstract down in the concrete, get them walking on the sidewalks today, and it's the work of faith. Saving faith produces works, and love is manifested to God's children today, and you're going to love the brethren. You're going to have to love me whether you want to or not. You're a child of God, and I'm going to have to love you too, and it makes a wonderful arrangement. And then there is the patience. And this is a patience. Maybe it's not a patience of waiting in a traffic jam or waiting for a light to change at a corner. But it's a patience that today is willing to live for God, knowing that all things do work together for good, and that we have that far-off vision, that far-off goal, that someday we're coming in His presence. And that enables you to get over the bad streak. We're going to look now at the suffering this church had gone through. And it's like traveling over a highway. And this was true years ago when I used to cross the country from Texas to California. Be many places in the road, it'd say, detour. And you get on that detour, then it'd be a sign up. It says, 5 more miles of the detour are 5 miles to the double highway. And you know, it always made that rough road a little bit smoother to know that out yonder, you're going to hit a good highway. You're going to hit the asphalt or the concrete out yonder. And in view of that, well, you could go over that detour. And many of us today are really on a detour. Roads are rough. And we're called upon to suffer. Well, if you got a good view, it's the patience of hope. And that hope looks way down yonder, and there's a good smooth road coming up, friends. It's way down there, but it's coming up. And say, it may be closer than many of us think today. Now we're going to see the main thing that persecution does. You see, for believers, it's a discipline. God disciplines His children. He punishes the wicked. And that's the difference, by the way. He attempts to rehabilitate His children. He wants to have the lost born again, reborn, if you please. They are to be recycled. We are born into the world sinners. Now He wants to recycle us. I noticed the advertisement of a bottling company. They say the bottle you drink out of today is maybe the one you drank out of last month. They take it back, recycle it, make a new bottle. Well, now God is taking old bottles, old empty bottles, throwaways, and He recycles them and makes them new. And the judgment of those that refuse that type of thing, you see. Now, as we come back here to verse 3 again, he says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, as it is right for us to do that. It's fitting for us, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. You can't grow in the grace of God. You see, you can't grow toward Him without growing outward toward your brother. You grow to God in grace and knowledge, faith. And you grow to your brother in love. Now, all of this does what? He has to send us a little trouble, because that is a discipline that produces in our life a patience that enables us to look down into the future and hope.